Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting. The date is October 13th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiegert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll. R. Paul, you'll have to unmute to call the roll.
Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Okay. Oh, boy. Hard to tell which thing to use for this these days. All right. Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman. Okay, I have five.
Are you counting yourself, R. Paul?
Yeah, I did. Let's. Lydia Brezon.
Nancy Sorden was on a minute ago.
Tony Norman. Maybe other people are having trouble with the mute thing, too. Serene Roberts. Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman. Count stands at five.
I think she had to leave for a minute, but we'd be back. I forget what she said.
She said she was texting the call-in information to WPFW's manager. Maybe she had to get off the phone to do that. We will hold the quorum call open, but we are not yet officially meeting. Can we just join the call, please?
Lydia,
you take us to quorum. All right. And we're now meeting. We're already on the stream. So the next item is agenda approval. I sent out a draft agenda with an erroneous start time. We have already begun the meeting, so you can disregard the start time on that agenda. And I've gotten a budget from the Pacifica Radio Archive, and Brian DeShazer has agreed to join the call this evening. So I'd like to propose that amendment to the agenda. Once we get a motion to approve it.
Are you making the motion to approve the agenda in the first place?
Sure, I'll make that motion.
And what is the amendment?
To add item 4B1, Pacifica Radio Archive budget. At a time certain of 9:45 Eastern.
Nancy's back on now.
How long?
Half an hour. Is there any objection to adding the Pacifica Radio Archive budget at that time? Hearing none, the agenda is so amended. Does anyone wish to propose any further amendments to the agenda?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I think the version I had the end time the same as the start time. So I'm not sure what the end time is supposed to be for adjournment.
The end time is... Have divergent time zones. It says 7:15 Pacific, 8:15 Central. So that would be 9:15 Central and 10:15 Eastern.
So is Bill making an amendment to make it, 10:15 adjournment?
10:15 Eastern adjournment. I'll take that as an amendment from Bill. Any objection?
Yeah. Assuming that's to give us enough time for PRA.
It times out if we get to everything in time.
Okay.
I should apologize. It's entirely on me. Brian DeShazer forwarded me a budget from the Pacifica Radio Archive this morning, and I thought I had sent it to the committee, but found it waiting in my unsaved drafts folder when I reopened my board account just before this meeting. So the committee's, again, entirely because of my fault, had very little time to look at it. In any case, is there any objection to correcting the adjournment time to 10:15 Eastern. Hearing none, that amendment's now incorporated. Any further amendments? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Just one question. This is Nancy.
What's the question, Nancy?
Does it affect the time Jerry would get on? I'm sorry, I missed your discussion of it.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
Any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved, and we are on to minutes approval. Mr. Secretary, do we have any minutes to approve?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Working on them, but not yet.
That is a quick item, then. And we are now on to...
Information?
What's your question, Adriana?
We have Efren on the call? Or?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
We're now on to budget review and approval. First up, we have KPFT. Bill, do you have your management on the call yet?
Well, I asked him to call in about 5 minutes from now. Dwayne or Markeisha, are you there yet? I can start going over it if you want. And they should be here shortly. First, I'll make sure everybody has the version that I sent out a reminder this afternoon. It's the same one that I posted and sent out about a week ago. It's the one that's... it's called KPFT FY 2016 Budget Version Management. So it's the one that KPFT Management is proposing.
So you never sent it as an attachment. It's just in the Yahoo group, correct?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Tony on the call.
Hey, Tony.
Does anybody need me to send it as a... explicitly as an attachment?
It might help. I always find the Yahoo group unwieldy.
Okay, let me come back here then.
I've gotten into that hell where I've had to reset my password so many times, I can no longer use any passwords I'll remember.
Yeah. Okay, well, give me a minute and I'll find it and send it.
Got it.
Look, it's on its way right now. We should get it in a minute or so, too.
Okay, is there anybody who's not been able to secure a copy of the budget from the Yahoo group? This is for KPFT. Sorry, Michael, you were badly broken up.
Lydia, yeah, I've given it.
I'm just getting on the computer now.
Come on.
I haven't tried yet. I'm still driving home.
Okay. All right. Do we have Dwayne and Markeisha on the call yet?
Markeisha's here.
Hey, Markeisha.
Hello.
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 Hey, Markeisha.
Hi, Markeisha.
Hi.
Markeisha, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. The folks here, the folks at WPFW were wondering if you might be able to stay on the call for our budget at 9:15. Eastern time.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Did everybody find the KPFT budget? You want me to start, or you want Markeisha to start, or we can wait for Dwayne?
I don't know that Dwayne is going to make it. I'm not sure.
Are we not expecting Dwayne?
Well, a few earlier today, he emailed me and indicated he would join us.
Oh, he did? Okay. Well, he
but I'm, I haven't heard from him in the last several hours. That was
okay.
8 hours ago or something like that.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, he should be on any minute then, I guess.
I think in fairness, the time certain we gave him is still a minute away. So we should at least not start the party before then. If you are not Markeisha, can you please mute your phone?
I just wanted to mention
everybody, please mute your phone.
Okay.
Everybody, please mute your phone.
What is the current mute code?
So the problem with the mute code is it now blasts us all with elevator music because of some change to LoopUp's interface.
So
if you do not have a mute button attached to your phone, you can mute it by covering the receiver with the palm of your hand.
Well, by the way, I don't
get in the bucket of water.
I get some declaration about how that was going to work, so I don't know.
Okay, we are at the appointed hour for KPFT's budget, so Markeisha, why don't you take us on a quick tour of the management proposed version of this budget.
Okay, so I've never been on one of these calls, so what is it that you guys, do I just go through line by line, or I'm not sure what...
Brian?
Is that Dwayne?
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the call. Dwayne, do you want to take us on the spin through the budget?
Well, sure. Markeisha, having not been on this before, I am certainly counting on her expertise to answer questions and fill in gaps and catch me when I come up short. But in general, the budget you're looking at here is the considered professional consensus of the KPFT staff. It's very similar in design with a few alterations to what was originally presented to the LSB, I believe, as version 3 in a proposal going back to the spring of this year. We worked through some issues with the Finance Committee at the KPFT Board, eventually coming to an 8th version, which was still deemed unacceptable and never entered into any conclusion from the Finance Committee or leaving the Finance Committee to the Board. So we... made some adjustments to what we considered our best estimate of a budget in the first place that was perhaps a bit more optimistic than some of our local station board members would have liked. And the budget that you have before you represents that, which is actually projecting a modest increase in revenue that we can rationalize the increase in revenue based on the performance we have tracked over time that you can see on this top sheet. The projected revenue for fiscal 15 has actually been not just achieved, but we've actually, I got numbers today from our development director indicating that we went a couple of percentage points over that. So I don't think it's unreasonable, and we can speak to some of the specific increases in revenue. We can also speak to some of the changes in expenses, which are in part related to increases, as you'll notice, in personnel costs, which are predominated by, of course, the annual increase in healthcare expenses, but are also reflective of two main changes that we've built into this budget. One is that in recognition of the fact that every paid full-time staff member at KPFT is working today at the exact rate they were hired on at, whether that was 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, or 10 years or more ago. They're still working at that exact same rate. We built into the expectation next year that an increase of 5% for salaried employees. Now, that would be, of course, predicated on annual evaluations and merit. In a similar expectation, building optimistically for KPFT's future under our new 100,000-watt broadcast umbrella, we also were acknowledging the reality that our less than half-time staff members, who over the years had been cut below the 20-hour margin so as to avoid offering them health benefits, were mostly being paid at the rate of $10 an hour. And while $10 an hour may be a survivable wage in Houston with its low cost of living, it's not quite a decent wage. So that this budget is also reflective of an increase in KPFT's minimum wage from $10, which it has been for the entire 13 years of my tenure, to $15. And some people, that will give them a 50% raise from $10 to $15 for the 16 hours they may work in a week. Others have been working at the rate of 12, and so their rate will increase slightly less, but it's an acknowledgement of the hard work over time. And again, that would be rolled out during the course of the year. So those are the two, instances of increased expense. And in terms of the increase in revenue, one is a rationalization, I think, justifiable that with KPFT's increase in signal strength, that we will, over the course of time, maybe not so much so in the just recently concluded fund drive from this past week, but over the subsequent several pledge campaigns, and also in recognition of such things as this past week being recognized in the Houston Press in their Critics' Choice Best of Houston Awards as Radio Station of the Year, with in the write-up acknowledging KPFT as such, a tagline at the end saying, you know, the next time you catch them in a fund drive, they deserve your support, which I was very appreciative of. So that's one of the rationalizations we have tracked and expect to have an increase in overall general listener support, even in a decreasing radio listener universe. Similarly, we are expecting to have a slight increase in event-generated revenue. We've already experienced a number of events. We have three more scheduled in the next several weeks that are all generating, in some cases, you know, only hundreds or maybe $1,000, but the one that was held this past Sunday generated close to $4,000 for the station. And there are a number of those in the offing, as well as a couple of projects I've been working on with some outside promoters that could eventuate in a will eventuate as we're moving forward in a fairly substantial spring music festival that KPFT will benefit from in great measure. Though not having done this before, we're not building in an expectation of that into this budget. But that's out there as a nice thing to look forward to for next spring for KPFT. As well, we built into it an expectation under the miscellaneous and other income category. We've been increasingly leasing our studios out to NPR guests who are not welcome at the NPR station to come in when they're being asked to be on NPR programs, and we've been leasing our space out to the tune of $200 an hour. whether you're on for 6 minutes on All Things Considered or Marketplace, or whether you spend the full hour, it's a 1 hour minimum. And we received $200 checks today from different public radio stations and producers around the country that were gaining an average of between $600 and $1,200 a month over the past year, as well with the HD digital broadcast leasing opportunities that were in the process of negotiating in the wake of Rice University now having a low power FM station and no longer being a tenant on our HD2 channel. We've been in negotiations with several suitors to leverage that channel for an expected increase in revenue that's very minimally expressed in this budget here under the miscellaneous and other income category. And I think in as well, we've ramped up significantly over time our car donation promotional on-air and off-air, and have seen an increase in car donations, both in the number of cars and the number of dollars that have accrued to KPFT over time in that category, and we expect that to increase as well. So that's, I think, the general overview that covers most of why you're seeing what you see in this budget for KPFT.
Okay, I will take a fact now, and I want the initial round to just be questions. If you have commentary or proposals, please hold them for later in the meeting. I've got Adriana. Who else?
Efren.
I've got Efren. Who else? Okay, I'll put myself down. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I come to hear that the revenue, where that revenue come from, because I can see that they will not use the advice that the Pacifica National Office gave for the batch preparation about the percentage of an average of the previous year since 2011. But it's some strange thing that happened here. For example, I will talk about revenue later, but this revenue doesn't correspond at all with what you have, or the average, or the real 2015 plus 5% because of the transmitter. For example, line, 17, you are thinking that will be a 75% increase in community special events. But when you go to line 33, that are the expenses for that, you have a decrease of 75% compared with last year. I mean, something doesn't work fine there. These numbers, what? I'm sorry.
I thought we're getting questions.
So let's hit the pause button. You can answer that question. Why are you expecting your community event expenses to drop while your community event income goes up?
Because we're partnering with both program producers and outside producers of events to mitigate KPFT's overhead in the expenses for which we expect to generate the funds. One being an example of which is the event that was held on Sunday down on the bay at a little blues club where KPFT had virtually no investment whatsoever and realized just under $4,000 in one afternoon. And those are the types of events that we are both encouraging and working with volunteer program producers and outside producers, professional producers in the community to donate their services to KPFT.
So are you calling off some events that you had been doing that you were out of pocket on?
Well, we this year did not produce our own birthday party, so that, and that has, that's one of the reasons behind a decrease in the line under community events in terms of income, because that was one of our major income sources, but it was also an expense, for the station. And so yes, I suppose we're expending less, and some of the events that we have had to invest.
No, but Duane, that's the current year. I mean, next year you're projecting your spending on community events to drop from $18,000 to $5,000.
Exactly.
While your income goes up from community events. So are there events that you're already spending money on that you're canceling, or are you just expecting to do the same thing you're doing plus more and get a lot more of it free?
We're doing the same things that we're doing, and we're doing more of them that are being leveraged in ways with community partners to offset costs to KPFT.
Okay. Efren.
I just want to follow up on that. Does it mean there's a new idea which we just thought of, that we expect reduction in the community event expense that we failed to realize before, that it is possible, something like that? Because I agree with what Adriana is saying. I mean, it looks so far. I mean, we project so much increase in community events income and so much reduction in community events expense. Actually, that was one also of my supposed questions.
Mm-hmm. Markeisha, you have a detail page that I don't have access to where I'm calling in from. Is there a tab you can share from that would maybe help with folks understanding this?
Yes. So for our events, based on what our development director has decided, she's decided that we would only need to spend $2,000 for the birthday party event, whereas I think we've in the past we've spent way more than that, as well as for the gala that we're going to put on next year. She has a reduction in expenses for that of only $2,000. But again, these are events that we're expecting a lot more donations as well, instead of having to put that money out. So that's $4,000, and then Watermelon Festival is only for $500. I believe the expenses were down for that this year as well. There was minimal work for us there. We didn't, and then there are just two smaller events, a Night Sounds concert, which I don't think we'll have to put anything, but she did put $500 for that, and a concert, which has $250.
And you found them realistic, those reduced costs?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have another question about grants income. In October, we have here 10,000, okay, and we're almost done with October. So far, what is the status of this 10,000?
I'll have to talk to Robin about that. I don't know. Today is just the 13th. That's right.
Yeah, but I count it as almost half done.
But we do, we get it every year.
Okay. Now, I have another question aside from that. On the expense side, we all realize that what Duane has said is true, that a lot of people had been receiving that much salaries at the rate of so many years ago, and that there should be some adjustments for 2016. My only point is, once this is granted, then we are tied to it. We are basically done. We have to give it. We have the income or not. What I would have in mind is a bonus, management bonus by the end of fiscal year 2016, that in case the income projected are realized, then by end of the fiscal year 2016, there will be a management bonus equivalent to that 5%, which is provided for.
Oh, okay, so folks, we're trying to stick to questions. And I really like would encourage you all at a staff level to have these conversations before these things make it to committee. I think it's totally appropriate for national office staff to make, to give input into budget preparation at the station level. We've got limited time here and a lot of people on the call.
Yeah, but I only wanted to see how the others would feel about that proposal. If they
okay, agree. We're going to clear up questions before we get into proposals. That's what I said I was going to do.
Okay, yeah.
Anyone else to the stack on questions?
Whenever somebody finishes, maybe I can finish with mine.
Okay, I'll put you back on, Adriana. I had a couple other items under income that raised my eyebrows. The budget expects, this is row 24 in the spreadsheet, it expects miscellaneous income to rise from 8,000 to 37,000. What's the basis for that?
100%.
Yes, I spoke to that earlier, Brian, but the expectation is, one, we have not in this past year, did not receive, I believe, any income from our lease of the HD2 channel due to some issues with Rice. That contract has now been terminated as they've gone on to their own low power station. But we had a $15,000 a year contract that was a minimal contract. That was minimized by them buying into a 7-year contract and paying for 4 years of it up front and then another $15,000 a year for the remainder of that contract. And that was considered actually kind of a sweetheart, friends in the neighborhood deal at the time. The clients we're negotiating with now have already been delivered information indicating orders of magnitude more than that for leasing the HD channels that we have available. And so we actually lowballed our expectation of what we could hopefully put into that line based on what we know we have raised over the HD lease in past years, though not in this most present past year, and the expectation of what we're going to get in the future, but also the fact that we have miscellaneous income, as I mentioned, in the leasing of our studio space to clients who are guests on, you know, CBC and NPR programs and
okay, I get it. It's the transmitter lease. I would encourage you to check in with John L. Mella. There are limits to how much you can charge for an HD channel. It's different from SCAs. Non-commercial licensees aren't able to profit off leases. It can only be reasonable cost for your overhead.
Right, and I've been in contact with John Krigler, and he and I have had conversations related to this that precede John L. Mella's involvement. But I got that. I'll make note of that.
And my third question was the $20,000 increase in major donor income.
That is not in
row 12.
Right. That is, if you look at the pattern of what we were averaging in the years 11, 12, and 13, but not so much so in 14, it was over $18,000 a year. And the development director is confident that she and the development team with management will be able to nurture and grow major donor income significantly. And we felt that that was not outstandingly unusual or beyond reasonable.
When I look at those years, I see less than $6,000 every year except 2012. Did you get a bequest or something that year?
Mm, 2012 was
No. Marquisha, do you recollect that? I mean, it honestly, it could have been things coming in late one year or early another year that all fell into one, but I...
That could have been, that was lightning money, I think. When did we get hit by the, I believe that was our lightning, when we did the big push for the lightning drive.
Okay.
When your transmitter got knocked off?
Yeah, when our tower was hit, So 2012 was, I believe, the year we were hit by lightning that spring.
It's just, you know, reading across the row, that looks like an outlier, and it's an outlier with an explanation. And if you're not counting on another lightning strike-driven fund drive, I wouldn't roll that into your average, because it more than triples your average.
Well, can I say something about major donor? Major donor is an amount that's supposed to be $500 or more, and people don't necessarily give $500 at one time, and we don't know that, and we don't know that they're going to be a major donor until usually at the end of the year. So most times that money gets coded strictly to listener support. So I could have Robin to run a report on strictly major donor, and some of it would come out of our listener support.
Right. I mean, so on the bottom line, there's no difference. It's just a classification question.
Right.
But right now the budget's showing a pretty big increase in listener support and a very big increase in major donor income.
But as I, Brian, as I at least attempted to share on a previous call, what we did in coming up to these numbers was to take the listener support and the major donor numbers over those years that we do have audited figures for, as well as 14-15, and in our projecting for 16, looking at that as a cumulative combined number. Because it is all taxable income at the end of the day, whether it's coded correctly as listener major donor support or just listener support. It still ends up being part of the pool that the national office expects 19.5 cents on the dollar from us.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. I can see here that the projection, what you have for 2015, FY 2015, have nothing to do with the reality. You still have in July and August with numbers that were projections when we have, even from the national office from before, the real numbers. And these are significantly less. In September, I can see that you projected 133,951 in line H, but according to the last report from the development director, we have pledges on September of 137, but our maximum historical fulfillment is 81%. It means 112. We are there $22,000 short what you project for September. And in October, you are projecting on 139,900, and again, according to the pledges that we receive at the fulfillment rate, that will be almost in around $91,000, almost $50,000 short of the projection that you are putting in 2016.
This budget has been prepared. There's no way for me to continually update the actual numbers for every budget every time it goes back to review. So the fact that you have those numbers, that's fine, but I'm not going to continually go into the back into the older budget and try to update. That's just not possible.
And I'd just like to add something here that, you know, our average fulfillment on a campaign once it's complete, and it's really not complete until a year after it's run, that our average fulfillment rate is actually higher than what you're saying. I'm looking at just in the last year, our fall campaign from a year ago prior to actually concluding the full year, had a fulfillment rate of 87%. So we tend to run in the 80-85 range. We don't pie in the sky it as being 90, but we certainly are well past 80 or even 83. 83% is the rate we have going right now on our spring campaign, and we still have a half a year's worth of monthly installment pledges that will still accrue to that number and pull it up closer to the 87 than the current 83. So I just wanted to add that into that.
Great. It looks like the figures in the budget are counting on 89% fulfillment per drive, 90 for the October drive. Do you have a history that supports that?
No.
I'm asking Dwayne.
No, we usually don't. We have a history that would support high 80s.
Okay. Bill, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention one other reason why some of the budget numbers, say, Joanna was looking at, she thinks they may look too high, but remember we had the crowdsourcing campaign I guess it started around the 1st of August, I forget exactly when, maybe a little before then, and went into September for the new transmitter, and we got we more than met the goal for that, and we got some additional amounts that were given because of that, but not through Indiegogo, and so that boosted our revenues also.
Those are real numbers, obviously.
I'm just saying that's
not reflected in the actuals that are in this budget document.
It wouldn't be maybe in some of the. I'm not sure. I guess I'd have to ask Markeisha, but you know, some of the numbers like for August that were projected back then, they're probably not in there because they were projected at that time. But maybe Markeisha could clarify.
No, this budget's been done months before that, early summer.
So the crowdsourcing campaign for the transmitter would be funds in addition to what is in this budget then that were collected in FY15.
Right.
Every month, we send income statements to the station to request that the budget figures for the month to be updated with the current results.
So can we just clarify what we're looking at? Which months are actuals in this document and which months are projections for 2015?
If you notice, July, August, September are all identical.
Those are all projected. This budget was done before those, yes.
Okay. We're at the appointed hour for our next budget. I don't know what the sense of the committee is. If local management at KPFT thinks their actual performance over the summer supports the figures in this budget, I kind of like to see them before we vote on it. Speaking for myself, because it's forecasting and giving raises based on an anticipated 11.2% increase in revenues. After a fund drive came up 20% short.
Michael's in the stack also.
Does anyone wish to make any proposals on how to dispose of KPFT's budget for this meeting? Postpone it, refer it with recommendations. I heard Adriana, I heard Michael, I heard our Paul.
Lydia.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I think that this proposed budget was delivered to us in May, and it's as on today and was in May. We have in 2015 the PMB passed a proviso approving the budget 2015, which recommending that the PMB direct the management to fulfill the original scheduled services catch-up payment of $1,500 a month. This budget, we went to 9 different versions. This budget came back to May. The revenue, this budget, is just fantastic revenue.
We really only have time for proposals.
I'm sorry.
So what do you want to do with it? What do you want us to do with it?
I'm going there, Brian. I think that this is only to justify the 14% increase in personal costs. I'm asking not to vote for this. Send it back to KPFT Finance Committee. It works the way that should be. And it will be sending a message saying we are serious, like Mr. Profit told us, budget discipline and strict financial accountability to Pacifica are absolutely critical to breaking out the current crisis to crisis situation. This budget is not real. Please send it back.
Michael.
That is my motion.
And Bill, for the stack.
Well, I had a question. I'm not sure if it's still pertinent or not. I was curious as to what the reality of the October projection is for October at this point. Somebody just said that fungi was over.
Sorry, if we're going to get into discussion, we need to take a motion to extend, because I think we already have WPFW's manager waiting on hold, and it's not fair to that person. So I just, at this point... If what you want to do is extend discussion, we'll need to vote on it by two-thirds. Otherwise, we need a proposal on how to dispose of it. We have one from Adriano, which is to, I believe, refer to KPFT's local finance committee.
Well, I had one other point, which was that when we approved the idea of a loan, there was a stipulation that the station come up with a plan for actually increasing their listenership based on the improved signal strength, and I'm wondering if any of that was actually has been done.
No.
Paul, did you have a proposal on how to dispose of the budget?
No, I had a very fast question.
Okay. I'll take it if you prevail with the motion to extend. Lydia, did you have a proposal on how to dispose of the budget?
I'm speaking to the motion that's on the floor. Wasn't that a motion to how to dispose of
yes.
the budget?
Yes.
To refer back to the KPFT Local
right.
Finance Committee,
right.
Yes.
That was a motion.
And
I'm speaking to that motion.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so, and it's similar to Michael's, it's just that my other concern is that KPFT, as is the situation with KPFK, were not eligible for the CPB because of the weak listener numbers. And so my concern is that there would be this budget with the raises to that degree and so forth, short of increasing the listener and member numbers so as to look forward to receiving CPB again. Same situation as Kay. So that's my question, concern, and I support the motion to refer back for that reason, for it to be addressed. Okay.
Bill, you have a discussion on the motion to refer?
Well, just quick, if we refer it back to the local finance committee, obviously I chair that. I'd be glad to discuss it some more, but we've discussed it a lot over the last several months, and that would effectively delay it until mid-November, because then if you're going to, there's no point in doing that unless you're going to ask the LSB to work to vote on it. The next LSB meeting is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The one after that is November 11th. So it probably means it wouldn't come back to this committee till after November 11th. So I'm not sure you want to delay it that long.
Okay, this is Brian. I'm going to make a substitute motion that we refer the budget back to KPFT management with a request that they either use more realistic revenue numbers or provide actuals that support the budgeted revenue numbers based on trend from fiscal year 2015.
What about the increase of salaries? 14%?
Brian, I refer the FY16 draft budget to KPFT management until they either end.
To redraft with more realistic revenue numbers, or to produce support for the currently budgeted revenue numbers based on actual data from fiscal year 2015.
If I might add something.
Hold on one second. Let's make sure our Paul's got the motion.
Sure.
And a point of information. This is Lydia.
Okay. What I have is refer the FY16, KPFT FY16, draft budget to KPFT management until they redraft it with more realistic revenue numbers or produce support from the current revenue numbers based on FY15, and I lost it there, so a little more.
Based on FY15 actuals.
Okay, so it's refer the KPFT FY16 draft budget to KPFT management until they...
With the instructions that day.
With instructions that day, okay. With instructions that they redraft with more realistic revenue numbers or produce support from current revenue numbers based on FY15 actuals.
That's the motion. It's a substitute to Adriana's motion, which is referring to the local finance committee. Lydia, you had a question?
Yes, my question is there an assumption, because the dates were referenced in terms of the LSB, is there an assumption that this will be taken up at our next meeting? There was no date by which this needed to be done. And again, my concern is that if the figures change that significantly, that it would need to go back to the LSB.
So it's never been to the LSB. My aspiration,
it's never been agreed upon by the LSB. It's been to the LSB many times.
Been to the LSB 8 times.
No, not this version.
Okay, it's never been voted on by the LSB. We don't need to get into local politics.
It's not politics. It's the bylaws. But my question is, what are you assuming that this is going to come back to us by the next meeting? That's my question.
I would hope that it would come back to us at our next meeting. KPFT's always been very fast on turning around financial documents. But there, if you want to insert a date into the motion, please make a proposal.
When is our next meeting?
Monday.
Okay, then by Monday.
May I comment, please?
Go ahead, John.
I think that the motion is a good one, and I think that KPFT management will follow through with your instructions and reduce the revenue to expectations that are based on the averages of past years, with no built-in assumptions of increase. I think that's something you can depend on management to do with the instruction from the committee.
Adriana, go ahead.
So mine was an amendment to add the date for Monday.
That's correct. Adriana, I'm assuming this is about that deadline?
Well, we need to ask management, because if they follow up with the recommendation from Mr. Brophy, and we didn't change the number, we will be in a deficit of $156,000. Are they really, because we are bringing it back to them, but are they willing to really do the jobs following what just Mr. Prophet told them? That's the question. If not, it's back and forth, and will be the same delays that's happened since May.
Dwayne or Markeisha, I guess that's a question to you.
I'm confused on what the question is. This same budget was approved by John Prophet, so...
No, it was not. I'm sorry. I've only seen the revisions, and I've not given a seal of approval at all.
Good. Okay. I saw an email saying you supported it. Okay.
I'd say I support the work that management's been doing on it, but I've not seen a final version to approve. It's really not appropriate for me to approve it anyway until it's vetted by first the LSB and then the Finance Committee, and that seems to have gotten kind of bogged down. But from what I've heard, it needs to be revised, and the revenue projections need to be made more realistic. I completely agree with the sense of Ryan's resolution.
Okay, the first amendment we have pending is to add a deadline of this coming Monday. Paul, do you have that?
Yeah, okay, the way it would... let's see. Let me read your amendment, and I'll shove in where I think by Monday we go. Refer to KPFT FY16 draft budget to KPFA management with instructions that they redraft with more realistic revenue numbers or produce support from current numbers based on the FY15 actuals by Monday. I just put it in at the end. Okay?
That sounds good. So, is there any objection to the language by Monday?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I didn't hear an answer of yes for management. I cannot vote in something that they are not accepting that they will do.
Dwayne, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And I think that expecting a complete revision and basically recrafting this to have it back here in 5 days. Markeisha is only at KPFT on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So essentially that's saying tomorrow and one more day to repackage this and get it to you by next Monday. I think that's asking an awful lot under the circumstances that are occurring here on the ground. Perhaps a week beyond that would be a bit more reasonable.
Okay, any further discussion?
I have an amendment.
We can't take any more amendments, but you can vote this down and then propose an amendment. Is there any objection to inserting the word on Monday?
Question?
Yes, Paul.
On the amendment, so is the general manager of KPFT saying that he would be able to deliver it at the NFC meeting on October
27th.
I'm saying that it is, it's asking quite a lot to have this redone and delivered to you on the 19th.
Yes. So I'm asking if you are saying it can be done by October 27th.
Certainly.
Okay. Then this is Lydia. May I change it to October 27th?
If no one objects, you can withdraw it and change it to October 27th.
Okay, you ask.
Does anyone object? Okay, the language is now, the proposed insertion is now October 27th. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that amendment is now incorporated into the main amendment, the substitute, which is my language, about referring to management. As opposed to the original motion, which is a referral to the local finance committee at KPFT. Is there any objection to my substitute motion as amended?
One moment, please.
Yes.
Is recording.
Okay. Everybody, please mute your phones unless you're our Paul or you are voting. Paul, please call the roll on the substitute motion.
Okay, one second. Let me copy and paste. Okay, one second. Pardon me. All right, the motion is to refer the KPFT FY16 draft budget to KPFT management with instructions that they redraft it with more realistic revenue numbers or produce support from current revenue numbers based on FY15 actuals by October 27th. Lydia Brazon.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Pass.
Michael Novick.
Pass.
Doreen Roberts. Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman. Going back. Lydia Brazon.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
What was that?
No.
No. Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman. 3-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.